I think it's interesting that Wade Chapel was really designed as a chapel and receiving vault. 100 years ago, the receiving vault would have been used on a very regular basis because, as Wayne mentioned, no cemetery had the equipment to dig in frozen ground. So if grandma passed away in the winter months, you would do the memorial service and then the casket would be placed in the receiving vault. Probably in the last 20 to 25 years, the thought also came into being of, besides using the chapel for a memorial service, how about using it for weddings also? The theme of the voyage of life, we're talking about marriage is part of that season of people's lives and also the funerals. So the chapel has changed probably in the last 25 years by having having weddings added. And we do occasionally have other programs that are organized for the general public so that they can enjoy the beauty and the history. We do a wonderful holiday program of music and lights in December, where we historically have a children's choir, high school choir sing, and stories read around the holidays. So it's bringing the general public to enjoy the beauty and history of Wade Chapel.